Thank you. I was starting this talk in this august institution by asking how to move the slides on, which is a very technical scientific question. Thank you very much for inviting me here today. It's an incredibly exciting topic to talk about and a great panel. So I wanted to talk through really the kind of overarching policy framework that shapes our approach on fusion and to provide some context for the other speakers who are coming. So fusion is really difficult, right? It's incredibly hard. So why do it? Why are we so interested in it? Well, because the prize is potentially enormous. So the case for pursuing fusion is very strong. We know global energy demand is rising. There are various different projections. I think the IEA say it will rise by 75% over the next 30 years or so. We know there's a global need for energy security and decarbonization, and a massive technological challenge to deliver that. And fusion could play a crucial role in doing this. Five qualities that fusion has support that. So potentially abundant resources. Sorry, there's a slight echo.
It's me.
No problem. So, you know, the key ingredients in fusion, deuterium, which is found in seawater, tritium, which can be bred within the facility. So you have a fuel cycle built in. It's carbon free. It provides baseload firm power, so it can counter the intermittency of renewables. It's incredibly energy dense, and it has much shorter lived waste, far fewer waste issues than fission. There is no waste, radioactive waste byproduct. Some of the components can become radioactive in the process, but as a challenge, as a policy and technical challenge, the waste issue is far lesser than it is in fission. The UK has fantastic record in fusion, one we should be very proud of. So we've been working on fusion R&D since the middle of the 20th century. We have an exceptionally strong institutional setup. We hosted a Japanese delegation who came over a few months ago, and they were very struck by the strength of UK institutions. Ian runs the biggest fusion organization in the world at the UK Energy Authority. The Culham campus tends to be the first stop for our new ministers when they arrive at the department, because it is close to London, and it has a fantastic set of facilities out there. So I've listed three there, which Ian will talk about in more detail, including the Joint European Torus Facility, which Lord Willetts mentioned, which has had a glorious career that came to an end a couple of months ago, but signed off in great fashion by breaking its own world record for power output from fusion. And we have a growing private sector. So we have very impressive emerging companies like Tokamak Energy, First Light Fusion, coming out of the UK. So exceptionally strong foundations to build on. In the autumn, we published an updated fusion strategy, really with two key objectives. So the first one, and this is really significant, because this is not just a science project. This is about industrial strategy and building a sector, building jobs and supporting growth. So the first approach is building a world leading fusion industry, supporting different technologies, one capable of exports, capable of establishing world leading companies in the UK. And the second and a key kind of anchor part of the strategy is developing a prototype fusion power plant to deliver net energy. And again, to prove commercial viability. So ultimately this is about demonstrating commercial viability, getting to a world where we have a proper private sector infusion. And again, from a UK perspective, there are fantastic scientific gains to be made from this, but there's also a big economic opportunity here if we play it right. So a few elements of the strategy. The first is STEP. So this is the spherical tokamak for energy production. So this is our prototype fusion plant project. Again, Ian will talk about this in more detail, but it's going quite well. So we committed £240 million to it up to 2025. We have acquired a site. The site is at West Burton. It is in the location of a old coal plant. So a great story in terms of taking an area that has a long energy history, long energy heritage, that is fading, but has a great opportunity to revive using fusion. We're setting up a delivery organization, UK Industrial Fusion Solutions, and we're very shortly going to start procurement for private sector partners. So this will end up being a public-private collaboration. Ian will talk about that in a bit more detail. Fusion Futures, Lord Willetts mentioned, this is a new commitment that we announced in the autumn, £650 million for the UK fusion industry. Again, really, we are spreading this in several ways. So it's partly about facilities, it's partly about skills, it's partly about R&D, again, with the aim of growing the sector overall. And we've got some highlights here. So, £200 million for a new facility focused on tritium breeding, tritium handling. It's one of the key scientific engineering challenges remaining in fusion. £56 million for a skills program. You know, part of growing this sector is upskilling. And in that, we're not just thinking about PhDs. UKAEA run an extremely successful apprenticeships program at the moment. We want to develop that, take that further, grow that, and then focus on skills across the spectrum. Regulation and planning. So, I was in Washington last week at various fusion conferences and talking to the US, and regulation came up again and again as a really key enabler for the growth that we want to see in this sector. And the UK is ahead of the game, he says modestly. We passed legislation in the autumn, which is quite important because it basically established that fusion will be regulated differently from fission, reflecting its different risk profile. So instead of going through the Office for Nuclear Regulation, fusion projects will go through the Environment Agency and HSE. We think that's a really significant thing, and we've had very positive feedback from the industry on what that means for them. The next phase for us in terms of this kind of policy framework is we'll be consulting on a national policy statement. So like other key infrastructure sectors, this will ensure fusion's given consideration and proper priority within the planning system. And the final key limb of the strategy is around international collaboration. So fusion's an international endeavor. This is a massive mission. There's two aspects of this for us. So first is deepening our bilateral relationships. So we have entered into a strategic partnership with the US. We had the first meeting of our coordinating committee in Washington last Thursday. Kate was there. It went quite well. We have industry and academic representatives on that as well. And we think there's loads of areas where we can work very closely with the US, skills, facilities, R&D being three. We've also entered into a relationship with Canada on similar grounds. And we are in close touch with Germany, with Japan, with Korea. So lots of opportunities for developing bilateral relationships. And then multilateral relationships, this is a big priority over the next few years, is working through the IAEA as the industry grows to ensure that the approach set at a multilateral level is enabling rather than hindering growth. Areas like regulation and export control are areas where we can really advance things through those fora. To conclude, the UK has quite a precious thing here in that this is potentially a transformative technology of enormous economic value, and we have great strengths in it. We have, in many ways, a strategic advantage over many other countries in fusion. So it's very important that we maintain that and hold on to it and grow it. And that's really what the strategy is geared at. It's about taking us forward into the next stage, growing this into a proper industry as the technology commercializes. Stop there.